What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Being joined now by one of my favorite guys. He is Mike Wall, former Packers offensive lineman, joining us now on 1250 AM The Fan. Mike, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, you got it, man. Always good talking ball with you.
I got to tell you something. You crushed me. Absolutely crushed me like a grape. When the Packers drafted Jordan Morgan, and I saw the video floating around from a month earlier when you were analyzing Jordan Morgan, I couldn't watch the whole thing. I got like, I don't know, 3-4 minutes into it. I said, I can't do this. I'm getting depressed. I can't watch this anymore. I'm done. I can't do it. And I turned it off, and I talked about it on the air, sent everybody to watch your video and the whole deal. Okay, so they now have Jordan Morgan. They officially signed him. They've played him at left tackle. They've played him at right tackle. They've played him at right guard. I don't know if they've played him at left guard yet through OTAs in mini camps. Matt LaFleur says, you know, he's far away mentally from being ready to go. Are they asking too much from Jordan Morgan, trying to have him essentially try and play all of these positions leading into training camp to try and figure this thing out?
Well, my first instinct is that Coach LaFleur is probably just trying to set expectations for Jordan Morgan, so he's not expected to step in and just take that starting left tackle spot right off the bat, which is, you know, usually when you're drafted in the first round, you think you're going to come in and be an immediate contributor. I think the last 2 years with Lucas Van Ness, and then obviously this year, you might be in a situation where Goody and company are kind of looking a little bit you know, further out, a little bit longer term, and these guys are more development prospects than immediate starters. So, you know, when I look at Jordan Morgan, I didn't say anything negative about him. I think he has a bright future. I know some guys at Arizona that worked with him, and there's nothing but great things to be said about how he handles himself in the locker room, what kind of weight room guy. He's a weight room warrior. So there's a lot of things that you can like about Jordan Morgan. My commentary was just that. I think from a technical standpoint and where he's coming from at the University of Arizona, I just think there's a lot of work that needs to be done in order to become better than Rashid Walker, quite frankly, or anybody else across the offensive line at this moment. For the Green Bay Packers, I just think that's an uphill battle that, you know, he might not be ready for when he walks in day one.
You talked about the fact that essentially he dances with guys and puts his, you know, his hands outside the shoulder pads and the whole deal, mm-hmm. and that's something he's going to have to work on. A lot of the technical stuff that you brought up about him, that obviously can come from coaching, sure. And as a evaluator of talent, when you're making a draft pick, how much of that concerns you one way or the other, or how much of it is just about pure athletic ability and believing in your coaches that they can fix whatever the issues may be?
Yeah, it depends how much faith you have in your staff and their ability to improve and develop talent. And obviously, the Green Bay Packers over the last 30 years have done a great job of providing, you know, quality offensive lines and offensive linemen in, you know, first round, third round, fifth round, et cetera. So I think from, you know, from Goody's standpoint, you're probably looking at a lot of the tangibles as far as how does he bend. Does he have great mobility at the ankles, knees, and hips? Is he a fluid football player? Does he look like an athlete when he's moving around? I think the answer to those questions is overwhelmingly yes. And then you start looking at the coaching that he got in college. Is he a little bit underdeveloped from where you would want him to be ideally? Absolutely. That's a reflection of the coaching staff. That's a reflection of just playing college football nowadays. but I don't know how much that buys in. Listen, the big thing is, if you have a technical master coming out of college, I think the upside from that prospect is that general manager knows immediately what kind of person that is. Because if you're a technical master, you just talk about professionalism, resiliency, short-term pain for long-term gain, all kind of the character traits that you want in a football player, they're already built in, because you don't just become a technical master at football, blocking and tackling, walking down the sidewalk, right? You got to pay a ticket to do that stuff. So that is maybe the upside of being a technical guy early on, but I certainly don't think it's a deterrent for a group that's had as much success developing at the offensive line position as Green Bay Packers.
When they drafted a Mike Wall, they talked about Jordan Morgan. You know, they think he could be a left tackle. Some think he's better suited for guard than maybe the left tackle position. You brought up Rasheed Walker earlier. Talk about how much you really saw improvement from him from the beginning of the year, which wasn't obviously pretty, to the end of the year, where even the common fan, I think, figured out that he was doing better.
Yeah, certainly. And what he did is he found a set. He just kind of found the angle, his line. We call it a line set, but the angle of the set that you're going to engage that defender every time with, he was very comfortable with. That allows him to do a lot better job, I think, using his hands and being able to snap with a good base. Early in the season, still trying to find his set. You know, they ended up kind of swapping time for, I think, you know, series by series almost at one point. And what happens is, when you're not confident in kind of the basic mechanics of your position, you start thinking too much, you start panicking, and a lot of those things that should be easy, maybe were easy in college, aren't easy anymore. And it felt like Rasheed Walker, as time went on, really found a set, got great depth, and kind of would force guys to run out of options and start bull rushing. And when you are bull rushing at the defensive end position, these days, when you're in a 250, 265, even 270, you're not going to have a ton of success.
You know, that's the other thing that we talk about is kind of the idea of, you know, moving guys around and what position is best. Is left tackle better for Rasheed Walker than, say, right tackle is? Is Jordan Morgan better at right tackle than left tackle? All that talk this offseason about apparently somebody in the Packers front office talking about Zach Tom, and they think he could be like a Hall of Fame center or so forth, yet he's a very good right tackle. If you were a coach and you saw a guy like Zach Tom play as well as he played at right tackle, would you mess with him?
Well, I think this was such a funny thing. I think the guy who was folding towels said that, to be honest with you, because you got a guy playing right tackle now. Just put it in context, right? Talk about the agent for Zach Tom. Penei Sewell just made $28.5 million a year, and I think the highest paid center makes $14 million. So I would just say, if you want to move him to center, good luck. Like, imagine what that phone call sounds like with his agent. There's no way that happens.
You know, that's the thing, because of the money, right? You make so much more money at tackle than you do guard, and then guard at center, yet you see Elgton Jenkins slide over.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
And play a little bit of center here in the offseason for the Green Bay Packers. There's been talk about that possibly happening. Now, Jenkins has played tackle. He's played guard. He's played center. If you're Elgton Jenkins, and I don't know if you can do this or not, I would assume you can you just tell the Packers, no, I'm not leaving my guard position to play center?
Well, I think a lot of things change once you sign your big contract, and maybe that changes for a year or two. But, you know, Elgin Jenkins is going to continue to develop at the guard position. I mean, guard's more valuable than center these days. You need a real smart guy, a cerebral player, a good communicator at center. But with the athletic ability of Elgin Jenkins, the things he can bring to the table as stopping the premier pass rusher on the defensive line at the defensive tackle position, you can't sit here and think, well, I'd rather use that guy or waste that guy with at a position where, quite frankly, they're not very often going to have to take on a guy 1v1. And, you know, that's really when you talk about the difference between tackle to guard, guard to center, how many times do you have to be in a 1v1 position? And so as you go in, the money gets less because you have to do that less amount of times. And so Elgin's going to try to maximize his value on the field and therefore in his pocketbook because he's a very, very talented guard. I see no reason for him to want to come in and say, I'll take over the center position because that's what the team needs. Now, certainly he's a good team player, but over the long term, that doesn't make a lot of sense.
Talking with Mike Wall, former Packers offensive lineman here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's as they hunt for the best five guys to play on this offensive line. The more change that is made as far as moving guys around in different positions than maybe what they've played last year, the more difficult it is going to be probably for these guys to get into a rhythm early in the season because chemistry is such an important thing with an offensive line, right?
Yeah, you know, we were talking about this yesterday on another show, and what it really boils down to, Sparky, is like how good are the players that are playing? If you go to the Pro Bowl and pick any five guys and tell them to go out and play, providing one of them can snap,
right?
That team's going to be pretty good. Like that offensive line is going to be pretty good. Now, there's the communication things, but that's all things that every single player along that offensive line is learning in the meeting rooms, is doing through walkthrough, and obviously getting the reps at practice. So, you know, the big thing is when you start swapping out guys, there's going to be a difference in the way, you know, let's say that the left guard plays next to a new left tackle, if you're swapping out left tackles. So that there is a difference there. But if both guys are equally competent, or you're going to have, I think, success along that offensive line. The chemistry is important, I think, when you get down to the individual people. But as you talk about why a team could struggle early by moving all these guys around, I think the honest answer is if you move them around from where they are now, and you look at Elgin Jenkins at left guard, we saw what he looked like at right tackle. He's not as good. Zach Tom is a very good right tackle. I don't know that he's going to be as competent at the guard position. Regine Walker is going to become a competent left tackle. I don't know what he's going to look like at guard. Like, you're moving guys away from what they're good at. And when you start doing that, that's, I think, when it really becomes an issue. Like, you don't want to move Zach Tom to center where he might not be as good and then replace him with a guy that you know is not as good at the right tackle position. Now you've got worse in two spots.
So if we leave everybody in their place, the only place for Jordan Morgan then is right guard going up against Sean Ryan, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, Josh Myers improved last year from the year prior. I think he needs to take another step forward. You know, he certainly he looks the part. He looks like the replacement for Corey Lindsey on some days, and some days he doesn't. There's some limitations with his footwork. So I always think there's an opportunity there for a guy like Jordan Morgan to come in and again, the mental strain of playing center might be a little difficult. But you look at Sean Ryan and you look at that matchup. You know, I've said this before, and it's no knock on the kid because I think he's going to be a good player in this league. But there's a spot for him day one as a starter on this line unless they push for it because he's a first-round draft pick.
Makes sense to me. And that's my thing because when they drafted Jordan Morgan – I wanted the two corners that went in front of them, and I was on social media going, can we please trade up? Jacksonville is there. Go move up and get one of these corners to put opposite of Jaire Alexander and be good. And that wasn't what they did. And then, you know, Goody comes out after and was all elated and saying that, you know, they wanted this kid from the word jump and how they viewed him kind of going forward. And I said at that time, those two corners that went in front of them, to Philadelphia, and then, of course, you get the trade from your own division in front of you. Those two guys, me personally, I'm going to be comparing them to Jordan Morgan going forward as far as how all their careers kind of develop. Because if Morgan ends up being a good guard and those two end up being Pro Bowl-type corners, I'd rather have the Pro Bowl-type corner. If Morgan ends up being a really good right tackle and they end up being, you know, Pro Bowl-type corners, I'd rather have the corner. Now, if Jordan Morgan ends up being some stud left tackle, that's different. Then they obviously made the right choice. But otherwise, I'd rather have the corner.
Yeah, I don't know that tackle, left tackle is like, it's still the most valuable position. Okay, and I know Penei Sewell at right tackle is now the highest paid guy. But I think I think the increment between, you know, left tackle, right tackle, left guard, right guard, et cetera, is continuing to diminish just because of the offenses that we're running, the geometry of the pocket with the quarterback and shotgun all the time, what they're being asked to do versus, you know, 5 and 6 man boxes nowadays. The big thing for me is when you listen to Matt LaFleur talk and you just look at the Green Bay Packer offense, I think that it becomes evident that they generally want to find guys that can play at a high level at least one position, if not two or three. And so they have this opportunity. In other words, they don't need a Philadelphia Eagles dominant offensive line to be good in their minds. Like, that's not their priority. I think their priority is to draft some guys, develop them as much as they can, but, you know, put your money into Xavier McKinney. Put your money into some of the other skill positions that they think are going to pay bigger dividends. In other words, I think the priority for them is draft and develop and look at these guys as 7, 8, 10-year Green Bay Packer players and not necessarily these splash signings that...
And play a little bit of center here in the offseason for the Green Bay Packers. There's been talk about that possibly happening. Now, Jenkins has played tackle. He's played guard. He's played center. If you're Elgton Jenkins, and I don't know if you can do this or not, I would assume you can you just tell the Packers, no, I'm not leaving my guard position to play center?
Well, I think a lot of things change once you sign your big contract, and maybe that changes for a year or two. But, Elgton Jenkins is going to continue to develop at the guard position. I mean, guard's more valuable than center these days. You need a real smart guy, a cerebral player, a good communicator at center. But with the athletic ability of Elgton Jenkins, the things he can bring to the table as stopping the premier pass rusher on the defensive line at the defensive tackle position, you can't sit here and think, well, I'd rather use that guy or waste that guy with at a position where, quite frankly, they're not very often going to have to take on a guy 1v1. And, that's really when you talk about the difference between tackle to guard, guard to center, how many times you have to be in a 1v1 position. And so as you go in, the money gets less because it's you have to do that less amount of times. And so Elgin's going to try to maximize his value on the field and therefore in his pocketbook because he's a very, very talented guard. I see no reason for him to want to come in and say, I'll take over the center position because that's what the team needs. Now, certainly he's a good team player, but over the long term, that doesn't make a lot of sense.
Talking with Mike Wall, former Packers offensive lineman here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's as they hunt for the best five guys to play on this offensive line. The more change that is made as far as moving guys around in different positions than maybe what they've played last year, the more difficult it is going to be probably for these guys to get into a rhythm early in the season because chemistry is such an important thing with an offensive line, right?
Yeah, we were talking about this yesterday on another show, and what it really boils down to, Sparky, is like how good are the players that are playing? If you go to the Pro Bowl and pick any five guys and tell them to go out and play, providing one of them can snap,
right?
That team's going to be pretty good. Like, that offensive line is going to be pretty good. Now, there's some communication things, but that's all things that every single player along that offensive line is learning in the meeting rooms, is doing through walkthrough, and obviously getting the reps at practice. So, the big thing is when you start swapping out guys, there's going to be a difference in the way, let's say that the left guard plays next to a new left tackle, if you're swapping out left tackles. So that there is a difference there. But if both guys are equally competent, or you're going to have, I think, success along that offensive line. The chemistry is important, I think, when you get down to the individual people. But as you talk about why a team could struggle early by moving all these guys around, I think the honest answer is, if you move them around from where they are now, and you look at Elgton Jenkins at left guard, we saw what he looked like at right tackle. He's not as good. Zach Tom is a very good right tackle. I don't know that he's going to be as competent at the guard position. Rasheed Walker is going to become a competent left tackle. I don't know what he's going to look like at guard. Like, you're moving guys away from what they're good at. And when you start doing that, that's, I think, when it really becomes an issue. Like, you don't want to move Zach Tom to center where he might not be as good and then replace him with a guy that is not as good at the right tackle position. Now you've got worse in two spots.
So if we leave everybody in their place, the only place for Jordan Morgan then is right guard going up against Sean Ryan, right?
Yeah, I think Josh Myers Josh Myers improved last year from the year prior. I think he needs to take another step forward. He certainly he looks the part. He looks like the replacement for Corey Lindsey on some days, and some days he doesn't. There's some limitations with his footwork, so I always think there's an opportunity there for a guy like Jordan Morgan to come in and again, the mental strain of playing center might be a little difficult. But you look at Sean Ryan and you look at that matchup. I've said this before, and it's no knock on the kid because I think he's going to be a good player in this league. there's a spot for him day one as a starter on this line unless they push for it because he's a first-round draft pick.
Makes sense to me. And that's my thing. Because when they drafted Jordan Morgan, I wanted the two corners that went in front of him. And I was on social media going, can we please trade up? Jacksonville is there. Go move up and get one of these corners to put opposite of Jaire Alexander and be good. And that wasn't what they did. And then, you know, Goody comes out after and was all elated and saying that, you know, they wanted this kid from the word jump and how they viewed him kind of going forward. And I said at that time, those two corners that went in front of them to Philadelphia, and then, of course, you get the trade from your own division in front of you. Those two guys, me personally, I'm going to be comparing them to Jordan Morgan going forward as far as how all their careers kind of develop. Because if Morgan ends up being a good guard and those two end up being Pro Bowl-type corners, I'd rather have the Pro Bowl-type corner. If Morgan ends up being a really good right tackle and they end up being, you know, Pro Bowl-type corners, I'd rather have the corner. Now, if Jordan Morgan ends up being some stud left tackle, that's different. Then they obviously made the right choice. But otherwise, I'd rather have the corner.
Yeah, I don't know that tackle, left tackle is like, it's still the most valuable position. Okay, and I know Penei Sewell at right tackle is now the highest paid guy, but I think the increment between left tackle, right tackle, left guard, right guard, etc. is continuing to diminish just because of the offenses that we're running, the geometry of the pocket with the quarterback and shotgun all the time, what they're being asked to do versus 5 and 6 man boxes nowadays. The big thing for me is when you listen to Matt LaFleur talk and you just look at the Green Bay Packer offense, I think that it becomes evident that they generally want to find guys that can play at a high level at least one position, if not two or three. And so they have this opportunity. In other words, they don't need a Philadelphia Eagles dominant offensive line to be good in their minds. Like, that's not their priority. I think their priority is to draft some guys, develop them as much as they can, but, you know, put your money into Xavier McKinney. Put your money into some of the other skill positions that they think are going to pay bigger dividends. In other words, I think the priority for them is draft and develop and look at these guys as 7, 8, 10-year Green Bay Packer players and not necessarily these splash signings that, you know, I think from a fan standpoint, everybody wants to see.
He is Mike Wall. Of course, follow him on Twitter at MikeWall68, host of the On My Block and Block Party podcast as well. Mm-hmm. Download those wherever you download your favorite podcast. You just had Carl Brooks on, the Packers defensive lineman, who I think surprised a lot of Packer fans by how good he was last year, his rookie year.
Yeah, he's awesome. I tell you what, I'm such a huge fan of his. I was a fan of his before he came on the show. Then he starts talking ball, and he starts talking about, you know, how much he loves Kenny Clark and what a mentor Kenny's been, and how he likes to put in work and how he thinks about pass rush. And it's cool, you know, from my standpoint, Sparky, I've kind of been there, done that. And you're trying on the other end of this thing, trying to, you know, teach kids how to get to that level. And so he doesn't necessarily see things the same way, but he's going through it right in the moment and learning on the run. And it's exciting. I could have talked ball with him all day. He's a great kid.
I could talk ball with you all day. At MikeWall68. Again, check out the podcast On My Block and Block Party. Thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
You got it, Sparky. Have a good one.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Mike Wall, here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale starts now. Take the labor out of shopping for custom window treatments and make upgrading your home easy and affordable. Don't miss out on up to 50% off right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing and free shipping. No showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Blinds.com's design experts can help you make the perfect choices with free virtual consultations. Plus, they'll send samples right to your door fast and free. Blinds.com can even handle the measure and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Since 1996, customers have trusted Blinds.com to cover over 25 million windows, all backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Take the labor out of upgrading your home with Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.